This is EPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Federal regulators are suing to block the merger of Kroger and Albertsons, the parent companies of King Soopers and Safeway. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
The Federal Trade Commission said the deal would lead to higher food prices and lower wages for workers. Combined, the supermarket giants own 253 stores in Colorado. Kroger is the largest chain in the state, while Albertsons is the third largest. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser sued to block the merger earlier this month. According to the AG, the deal would be particularly bad for the state's smaller communities, where grocery options are already limited. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado companies that hire underage workers would face stiffer penalties under a bill advancing at the Capitol. First-time offenders would be fined $750, with penalties for repeat violations reaching up to $10,000. The state would also start publishing the names of companies that break child labor laws. The bill passed its first committee vote Monday. Democrats supported the bill. Republicans on the committee voted against it. Colorado's presidential primary is a week from today. That's Super Tuesday. So far, about 500,000 Colorado voters have cast ballots. The state's Republican primary is getting the most participation, including from many unaffiliated voters. Lakewood police are looking for the driver who killed a Paralympic athlete in a hit-and-run Friday. Terry Engdahl was an award-winning para-fencer with the Denver Fencing Center, where he had competed in a wheelchair. Nathan Anderson is the center's head coach and owner. He says Engdahl was always ready to face anybody in the room.
One of those athletes was never down. Like, if he was fencing, he was happy.
Lakewood police say the hit-and-run driver was in a 2014 Chevy Camaro, which now likely has front-end damage and a missing headlight. In Lakewood and across the metro area, there is snow today, clearing tonight for a sunny Wednesday. Highs will stay maybe in the 40s or colder today. Then it's up into the 50s tomorrow. Grand Junction in the mid-40s this afternoon. This is CPR News.